Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. You know who we are, locally grown radio. Got your host, James Jay, here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. She's with us as well. We're looking forward to being joined by some great guests this hour. We're going to have Taylor Schaefer join us. Taylor is, of course, Alice in Dairyland. She is going to be joining us any time now, and we're looking forward to that. We're going to have some fun talking about Wisconsin butter with Taylor. That's going to be a great conversation. And we have Travis Randrup, who is going to join us before the end of the hour. He's a new chamber member. We're going to talk about Hellfire Lighting Company. That is going to be a great conversation. Looking forward to talking to Trav a little bit later. Bunch of fun stuff lined up there. And of course, you know how we do things around here. That ain't right stories, good stories of the day. We're going to get all of that in this 9 o'clock hour and a lot more than that. Who knows? And of course, we'll lead you into Morning Magazine. Looking forward to Morning Magazine today. Kick it off for the week in part one. Stacy Keevy is going to join us. She is our new Heart of Wisconsin Chamber President, and Katie Wright, Events Director, is going to be there as well, and possibly someone from Teen Leadership. We'll see. So we got a bunch of fun stuff to talk about with the Chamber. Looking forward to that. And in part two, one of our favorite interviews every month, we get to talk real estate. It's Let's Talk Real Estate with our good friends from Coldwell Banker, CEO Realtors, GRC. We're going to come in here, give you a marketing update, and talk real estate, local real estate, put a spotlight on local real estate, and just one of the most interesting conversations we get to have every month. Did want to get into our sports schedule a little bit here as well, just catch you guys up on some things. A little bit later today, right here on WFHR at 6:05, it's the Greg Guard Show. Be sure to join us for that. Really interesting. While it's still a couple games in, it's been a very interesting season for Badger basketball already. So looking forward to hearing what Coach has to say there. And then tomorrow at 6:40, we will have Wisconsin women's basketball as they are at Green Bay. Should be a good one. Lady Badgers just been playing just as good as the men, I would say. So it's both sides been very interesting. And all that coming up for you. We'll get more into our sports schedule as we go along here. But so Taylor is not called in yet. We'll see when she is able to join us. Looking forward to that conversation. So for now, we'll just bide some time. And if she calls in, we'll jump right to that conversation, Terry. But I want to get into this one. The best life hacks, the 10 best TikTok life hacks of 2022.
The TikTok part,
gets me, yeah. But I will say, I am a fan of these whole life hacks things.
Fun ideas.
Some cool things out there and some stuff that I've even incorporated, like that I've noticed that I've started to incorporate. So let's see. Let's see if there's any new tips here or any things that you'll incorporate in your life. First up, a guy shares a Navy SEAL trick for getting the perfect 8-minute power nap. It's basically just lying on your back on the floor with your legs elevated.
Oh, interesting. Mm. So.
You're on your back, and I believe your legs are on the wall.
Oh, so you're actually using the wall. See, I was visualizing like you're just in the middle of the room, and then they're up. And so I'm like, that's how you wake up after the 8 minutes, when your legs fall?
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, that's
when you actually fall asleep and you...
That would wake you up. Yeah, you would think that would wake you up. Yeah. That's an interesting one. I'd try that. As hard as it is for me to sleep, like, I'll try anything at this point.
I love naps. I know I've said this before, but I love an afternoon nap. So
I envy that so much. I am so envious of that.
And yes. I don't sit at work and go like, oh, I'm tired, I need a nap. But if I'm off, like if I have a day off and I'm at home, if I can steal a 30-minute nap, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
Even if I'm not tired, I'm like, oh, I just want to snuggle in for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah. If you don't know that you could switch the way that your dryer doors opens, there's a guy who shows you how simple it is.
Huh. Yeah, my crazy dryer with all of its features, as we talked about earlier. Yes, you can change the direction of the door.
Interesting. I don't know if I don't know if I ever even looked into that or thought much about it.
Yeah.
It does seem to get in the way sometimes.
Or if you have a refrigerator, you know, like that just has one door.
Yeah.
You know, freezer on top and then the fridge on the bottom, not the two-door one. But you can change the direction of those also.
And that's strictly a whole thing of like if it's in the way it opens,
right.
It runs into you all the time or something, I imagine. That's the only reason for that.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it's going to smack a cupboard, then probably don't do it.
Yeah. Let's see here. And it looks like, just heard from Taylor, and it looks like she is going to be joining us at about 20 after now. So,
okay.
So, well, now we know. Well, we'll talk to her then. Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. We just want to talk Wisconsin butter.
I mean, I just want to talk about butter.
Yeah, that's all we want. That's all we're looking to do. So, well, looking forward to doing that a little bit later. A woman shows you how to load a dishwasher, and the most surprising development is that the top rack can usually drop down for more space.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I did not.
My dishwasher has a third rack. Has a little bitty rack at the top that you can put, like, it has to be flatter stuff. Utensils mm-hmm. and stuff up there. Huh, interesting.
So we were talking yesterday about dishwashers. I have no experience with dishwashers or anything like that.
Just those two hands?
Yep, that's it. These are the dishwashers I've always known, these big old mitts that I have. But if it lowers more, that seems awesome. Because don't a lot of people put their glassware on top?
Yeah, I guess it just depends what you're putting underneath. You know what I mean? So like my dinner plates are just right at the right height. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to lower mine if I still had plates on the lower level. So it just depends.
A guy shows students how to take notes in class without actually typing anything. You use the voice typing feature on Google Docs. That's not bad.
Hopefully it picks it up. I mean, I'm thinking of a big lecture hall, right?
Yes,
the person's talking.
Yeah.
And is it enough?
So we do this at Second City sometimes, where with our writing classes and that, especially if we're going over something and another set of students are doing something else, we'll go over this stuff and like, hey, just turn on your talk to text. Some kids do that and turn that on, and it just picks up the notes. And I don't think it picks it up great, but it's better than them writing them down while they're also trying to jump around and move and do all
sure.
these things.
Huh, interesting.
There's another kid, he'll leave his tablet open while with the Google Docs thing, doing that, listening and recording almost the whole session.
It's kind of the old, remember the little mini tape recorders back in the day with a little cassette tape? It's kind of like that theory, except that it's written out for you when you do it this way.
It always happens. I don't know what it is, but every time I hear or think of a mini tape recorder, I think of Carl. I immediately think of Carl and him running around with that little tape recorder. That's funny. An overly excitable woman shows off a clever way to close cereal boxes, which is cool, but will it keep things as fresh as closing it properly? Now, this one, I got to look at this one. I got to see what this is all about here. This, okay, no, never mind. No, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't. Never mind. So I thought this, I this is one of those few times that I did wish I did pre-read these, because I thought that they were going to tell us these life hacks.
Yeah, well, not on TikTok. You got to watch the video.
You got to watch them on TikTok. I ain't doing that. No.
So she's not just using like a clothespin?
It looks like, no, she's not. Although that's, I just worked for plenty of
people. On the cereal bag?
Yep. Nothing seems to keep the cereal fresh, like other than putting it in those little plastic containers.
So just eat it.
Eat it all at once. That's it. Just
eat it at once, but within. I mean, yeah.
Within a couple of weeks.
If you're going to have it in your cupboard for like 6 weeks, it's probably going to start to get stale.
A woman says adding a teaspoon of baking soda when cooking ground beef keeps the fat and flavor in the meat and doesn't create any grease.
I don't know if I could do that.
I think I'll put up with the grease. I don't. I'm not taking that chance.
But now I'm curious about it.
So make a burger. Just one burger and see how it is, you know? Like that way you're not wasting a bunch of meat and, you know, and if it works.
But is she saying, read it one more time.
A woman says adding a teaspoon of baking soda when cooking ground beef keeps the fat and the flavor
in the
meat.
So you'd be browning, browning it, right? For like, whatever, for taco meat or for mm-hmm. a soup or for something, a casserole, something that you're making. So this is when you're browning beef. Huh. I mean, I don't know. Could try it.
I could try it, but I don't know how big of a chance I want to take on this one. It might be fine. I don't know. A guy explains a fascinating way you might be able to get your car's auto windows working again, involving holding the button down. So I've seen this, at least I've seen versions of this, because I have a father. My dad and his Monte Carlos and them not working or something. I think it was the Monte Carlos. Might have been something else. Might have been a more modern vehicle. But Holding the electric, and this seems to be with older vehicles. I don't know if this is a newer vehicle in the aughts here or not. But you hold that button down and pull the window up, and it just kind of gives, and then somehow catches, and then it seems to work.
What if the window's all the way down?
Yeah, then you're something out of luck. I don't know. I don't know how you get that one around.
Okay.
I have seen people who. And please, this is an anti-life hack, everybody. I've literally seen somebody on the side of the road in Chicago trying to pull their window up in December, and they had a pair of pliers doing this.
Like, do not try this at home.
Yes. And boy, shocker, guess what happened to the glass when they used the metal pliers trying to pull up?
When it's freezing cold.
Yes. Crash. Smash. A woman shows how you can put your potatoes in the washing machine instead of scrubbing them.
So, okay. I have a great aunt who taught me how to can pickles, and that is how she cleaned them. Mm. We would get the little, because I like the little ones, you know, you'd get the pickles, so the cucumbers, and you would actually, clean them in the wash machine.
That's very interesting to me. That's, okay.
And then scoop them out and do the, pack them in the jars.
I like this. I want to try this.
I mean,
this
you're not even putting Tide in there with it.
No, no, but. I don't even eat potatoes, and I want to try this. I just want to. I want to do that, and I want my mother to catch me doing it and have no idea what's going on. Why are you doing this, Jimmy? Why are you putting? Yes. I got to do this now. Now I have to do this.
She is so gonna hurt you.
I've got to time this so that I know she's coming.
Just have them sitting in there.
I can't wait to do this. Yes. I want her to see me physically putting the potatoes in the washer. Because that's what's really going to flip her out. Like, what the heck? No.
Better yet, take them out of the bag.
You know what I like to do is tell her, Mom, I should tell her, hey, I heard this great hack about putting potatoes and all this stuff and everything. And then, like, have her catch me putting mashed potatoes. Like, almost, not actually do it, but almost put them in there. Almost.
You're dead meat, man.
Got to try this. Oh, it's going to be a fun Christmas. It's going to be an interesting Christmas. I'm going to have a black eye.
You're going to be familyless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, if I wasn't already out of the will, I'm just never going to do it. If you have a lot of time on your hands, a woman suggests a sneaky way to identify which companies are selling your info to others. It involves changing your shipping name to incorporate the name of the company you're ordering from. It's interesting, but it won't necessarily stop it from happening. But it is if you are interested in following that paper trail there, kind of, you know, that's one way to do it.
Huh.
And it is kind of funny to do that these companies. I think it'd be kind of funny. And a woman shares a hack for getting children to drink their medicine by combining it with a juice box. Her method involves keeping them as two separate intake straws, but at that point, why not just combine it into one drink? I don't know.
Except they got to drink the whole thing then.
Then they got to drink. Yes, exactly. You know? Well, and I mean, the person making that side comment, I almost guarantee has never had kids. I almost guarantee that, because you would not be asking that question if you've had a child and you've gotten a trying to get a child to do anything, let alone doing something that's good for them.
Or, you're like sitting on them, wrestling them down, trying to get that syringe of medicine in their mouth. Yeah.
There are veterinarians. There are zookeepers that feel for you, that empathize with what you're going through as a parent. Yes. We will go ahead here and take a quick break. And then when we come back, we've got Taylor Sheffer joining us, Allison Dairyland's Own, coming up here on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I have your host, James J. here, and I'm joined by United Way's Terry Johns. And we are joined right now by Allison Dairyland's Own, Taylor Sheffer, joining us. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How have you been?
Good. I've been busy, but I've been good.
Yeah, you darn right you've been busy. You are all over the map. Where are you today?
I am actually in the Madison area working on some media stuff, but really I'm kicking off my butter campaign as of yesterday. So I wrapped up my Something Special from Wisconsin campaign late last week and already moving into another one to talk about Wisconsin dairy leading up to the holiday season. So I'll be back on the road again later this week, heading up to La Crosse and then Eau Claire. So I've been really all over the state of Wisconsin.
Well, I am Butter's biggest fan, so I am. Yes. I'm very curious about what you have to tell us today.
Yeah.
Well, there's, of course, a lot of different ways to enjoy Wisconsin dairy during the holiday season, but butter is certainly one of them. Mm-hmm. Here in in Wisconsin, we actually have 13 butter processing plants, and we are actually a top 2 butter producer across the entire United States, which isn't something that a lot of people know. A lot of people recognize us for our cheese, right? But we also make a lot of butter, too. And Americans actually consume about 6.5 pounds of butter every single year. And that number kind of blew me away because I didn't really think about it in that terms. But really, when you think about it, especially during the holiday season, you can make cookies, you can make butter boards, you can really use butter for everything this holiday season.
It's that versatile. It really is. And butter is just the simplest of ingredients too, right, Taylor?
It is, yes. Just cream and salt. So there's only 2 ingredients in your butter.
You got to like that nowadays where when you, I mean, almost everybody looks at ingredients and looks at what's in our stuff and what's in this. And that kind of especially really hits home for, I think, a lot of people that tend to look at butter as, is it healthy? Is it not? That kind of question.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different kinds of butter, too. So, I mean, you might be most familiar with unsalted and salted butter in the store. Typically, unsalted is used for baking, and salted can be used for other recipes or if you just want to put butter on a piece of bread. But I think there's about 6 or 7 different kinds of butter, and all of that information, if you're looking for what butter would be best for what recipe that you are looking to use, can be found at wisconsincheese.com/butter. So there's a lot of different recipes, and again, that information about what different kinds of butter we create here in Wisconsin and what they can be used for.
Taylor, how can we make our holiday season even butter this year?
Well, something that I certainly am looking forward to. Are you on TikTok?
No, I'm not. But we were just talking about it, actually. Yeah.
So there's actually this thing on TikTok right now called a butter board. It's the new internet trend. You basically just take a flat surface, like a cutting board, or maybe if you have a plate laying around at home, too. You spread butter over the top of it, and then you can put any topping that you really enjoy, anything that your family will enjoy on top. One of my favorites is incorporating mint, honey, cilantro, and then flaky salt. That one is really, really good. And if you want to drizzle some honey again on the top, it makes it a little bit sweeter. So that recipe is really good. But again, it's very easily customizable to what you and your family like to eat. So it's kind of the new version of a charcuterie board for the holiday season. A very easy appetizer that certainly will make your holidays even better.
Man, that sounds good. So when it comes to like building these, do you have any other tips for people about that? Or do you have a way to help people build in these, especially if they haven't done it before?
Well, I have some information on my social media pages. But again, you can find some more information at wisconsincheese.com/butter. They actually have a tutorial video there, and that comes straight from the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. So that tutorial will walk you through a different way that you can incorporate a butter board, but certainly there's a lot of recipes that you can find online to make them. They are really, really simple, though. So I've made probably 5 or 6 in the last couple of weeks, and every single one has been a little bit different. They're really hard to mess up. So that's another thing that I like because yes. I am not the greatest cook. So you can ask anyone in my family. I am always the one that provides the charcuterie board during the holiday season. I don't make a special dish. But this is just another really easy recipe that you can bring to surprise your family.
I'm with you on this, Taylor. Now, I do like to cook, and I'm not bad at cooking, but everything I cook is Italian. And the things that aren't Italian, it's all Latin. So nobody really wants my food this time of year. So that's where I bring in like the chocolates or the cheese board or that kind of thing. And this is really helpful here in some of these things, too, because maybe people like myself can change it up this year. Instead of just bringing the cheese board, maybe you bring one of these butter boards or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I am in love with this idea. This is awesome.
There's so many different types of butter, too, that I think that other people maybe haven't tried. I don't know if this is just me and not being experimental enough of an eater, but you find the butter you like and you tend to stick with it and you don't try other ones very much. Maybe this is a way to try some different butters.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And the best way that you can identify genuine Wisconsin dairy products while you're out shopping for all of your holiday essentials is to look for that Proudly Wisconsin Dairy badge or the number 55 on packaging. So usually with butter, it's easiest to identify the number 55. I'll actually have a picture of that up on my social media later this week that you can reference while you're out shopping. But it's really right next to the serial number, and on gallons of milk, too, it'll be right underneath the expiration date. So as long as you find the 55, that means that it was made in Wisconsin. Grassland butter is one of the most popular ones that you'll see maybe in Walmart or Aldi's or other places that you are shopping. But certainly look for that number to ensure that it is real Wisconsin dairy. And certainly buying local is a great way to support our local businesses and support your local economy as well.
Mm-hmm. Buy local, support local. And where can people find some of these Wisconsin butter recipes and some of that, Taylor?
You can find Wisconsin butter recipes and more butter tips at wisconsincheese.com/butter. And then you can also reference my social media if you just search Allison Dairyland on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or Twitter. And I also have a website, AllisonDairyland.com. I have some references, too.
Yeah, be sure to do that, everybody. It's a really fun follow, and it's really cool to see everything Taylor's up to throughout her reign here. Did you have some, Terry?
I didn't want to cut you off. It has been a lot of fun.
Good to hear. I was going to ask because it seems like, especially in the last month or so, you've been a little bit more seeing more stuff on social media, and it just looks like you're having such a blast. Is that enjoying yourself throughout this process?
It has been such a fun experience, and I cannot believe that I'm already approaching 6 months as Allison Dairyland. As we hit January 5th, more, that's when I hit my six-month mark, so halfway through my year as Alice, and we're already looking ahead to selecting the 76th Allison Dairyland. So the applications will open January 5th for that process, and they will close towards the end of January. So it's kind of crazy to already think that we are working towards selecting the new Alice, but I have absolutely loved everything I've done. It's really hard for me to pick a favorite moment or memory just because I've loved everything so much. I've made so many new connections, so many new friends within the agriculture world over the last few months, and truly an unforgettable experience.
You've been doing a great job, and we're looking forward to the next 6 months and how this goes for you and talking more about it. I will tell you two things. One, I'm going to ask you what you enjoyed most about this process in about 6 months from now, so start working on the answer.
Okay.
If you got any tips, Taylor, because you mentioned the application process and everything, I know that there's a lot of other people like myself that are going to apply for this and really want to take a shot at this. So for me, mm-hmm. for other people out there, okay, all right, I should probably take my name out of the running here. For other people that actually have a realistic shot at this, is there any tips? Is there anything you would mention to them to incorporate on their applications or that?
Well, during the entire application process, which is about 6 months long, it is really important to find your why. And I would say that's something that I focused a lot on when I was a top candidate, finding why I was passionate about agriculture and being able to communicate that story with others as well. So when I'm out and about on the road as Alice, I always love to ask people what their favorite part of their job is, what their favorite part of their farm is. And pretty much everyone says the same thing. They love to do it with their family. And I would say that is one of the things that I have held very close to me, being able to grow up in the agriculture industry alongside my brother, my parents, and being raised that way. That is something that I'm very passionate about, is staying with my family and having that tradition that we've had for so many years. But I would say now as Alice, it's more transitioned into making those memories for other people too. Mm. So whether they're excited about a certain agricultural commodity, whether they're excited about Wisconsin dairy, petting a cow for the first time, making those positive experiences and memories that I had once with my family and sharing that with others. So that is one thing that I have held very close to me, finding my why.
Really appreciate the time, Taylor. And again, we want to remind everybody, if you want to learn more about Wisconsin butter, you can go to wisconsincheese.com/butter. Follow along with Taylor on her journey and her reign on social media. Be able to type into your search bars Dallas and Dairyland and follow along with all the great things she's up to. We wish you safe travels. Enjoy the run here. And we'll talk again real soon, Taylor. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Take care. Enjoy. I just enjoy talking to her so much. Yeah. She's fantastic.
I might be adding a butter board.
I think I am.
On my snack.
Yeah, she sold
snack
me.
List.
I was already interested in this. She really sold me on it.
Well,
I can't wait.
Quit just taking, you know, pats off of the regular stick
right?
on the butter
there
dish, you know?
Yeah,
it'll
yeah.
actually look appropriate, like I should be eating it.
We are going to take a break, but a big shout out and thank you to Taylor and, of course, everybody a part of Allison Dairyland. We'll get to Melissa's news, then we'll come back and we're going to catch up with, we're going to talk with Travis Randrup. He is our new chamber member with Hellfire Lighting Company. We're going to talk with him and about what the company does and get to know him a little bit. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 9:36 on the clock. Have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our new friend. We have Travis, is it Randrop?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. Hey, I got that right. Mark that down, Terry. I never get last names right, Trav. Travis Randrup is with us. He is a new chamber member, and he is with Hellfire Lighting Company. Travis, thank you so much for joining us today. First question, maybe the toughest one. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Waiting for this crummy weather to show up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, it's coming.
Travis, let's go right away now. For me, and I'll just let the audience look behind the curtain a little bit here and everything, I did not get a chance to do a whole lot of homework on you guys, so I'm used to new chamber members being a new business, but you guys have been around for a while doing this.
Yeah, I've been doing stage and concert lighting for about 20 years now, and we are a company that basically specializes in concert and event lighting.
I think when I think of something like that, Travis, especially from this world that I'm in, and I worked in classic rock for a long time, and I can remember opening for Boogie and the Yo-Yos or so many other local bands, the Lizards, all these different bands, and seeing guys like yourself getting all this stuff set up and doing all these things, and just marveling at the work, because it's a circus on that stage, and there's a lot going on. And you guys, it seems like the work that you guys can do there, it's a little bit like a great offensive line in football. You know, if they're doing their job, we never talk about it. We never, it's only when something gets messed up. It reminds me of that a little bit. It's such integral work, but when it's done right, unfortunately, you guys don't get a lot of credit.
very true. Very true. Christine is my partner in this. We, in the lighting end of things, we are the first people to show up before sound or artist or anyone else. And we're typically the last to get out of the building.
Yeah.
You are right. We are the people behind the scenes. We don't want a lot of notoriety. And our goal is really to enhance the musicians that are on the stage.
I want to talk about your business. I want to talk about an event you have coming up. But I have to ask, Trev, what got you curious? What got you wanting to do this as a career and into this industry?
Sure. From the time I was a teenager, me and my friends went to live music events. We saved our paper money, our grocery store money, and we went to concerts. Yeah. And from an early age, I was just attracted to the stage show. You know, back in the 80s, obviously I'm a little older, the 80s arena bands and the giant stage shows. And I was fixated on that.
Right on. And this was a way to be a part of that world and make a great living, I imagine, too, because you guys have been doing this, like you said, 20-some years. Are there some highlights or anything about the company you'd like to touch on?
Sure. I mean, we work at, at the present time, we do fewer shows but some bigger festivals. You know, there was a time where I was probably doing 50-some shows a year.
Wow.
And it just was too much, so we kind of pick and choose a little more on what we do, and less shows and bigger shows, sort of thing.
With not spreading, being spread as thin, you can put a little more focus, a little more oomph on some of the shows that you're doing, it sounds like.
Yeah, the size of the equipment that we're setting up nowadays is quite a bit larger. It's a project, and so a lot of times what we like to do is some of the longer 2-3-4-day festivals where it's one setup, one takedown.
Smart.
And it's just a little less work.
So how much geography are you covering? Like, are you just doing central Wisconsin
We've done shows really all over Wisconsin.
Okay.
It's not that we wouldn't go out of state, but there's other companies that are closer, and it's more economical to kind of stay in a region.
Mm-hmm. So. How has the job changed as far as, like, tech-wise from when you started to where you are now?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because when I started, I was basically self-taught. I started working for a local cover band here in Rapids called Page. I kind of talked my way into the job and downloaded manuals and taught myself what all those buttons do.
That's pre-internet, people. That's where you really had to do your homework. Nice.
Exactly. Yes, the technology has changed a great deal. 20 years ago, it was all conventional lighting took a massive amount of power. Now everything's transitioned to LED lighting. And of course you get into the moving lights that you know, the stuff that you see spin around and change colors and flash, so to speak. So
Is it easier? Is it smoother setup time now, or is it kind of, you know? It's just this stuff is newer, but you still got to set it all up and everything.
You know, I think it's actually a little easier now. The equipment is much more reliable.
Cool.
You know, in the olden days, you could put a truss up in the air and realize everything tested when it was down low, but now you have a bulb up 20 feet up.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose with the new technology, you really don't have a lot of bulb issues before.
No, it's all LED and it's very reliable.
Yeah.
This time of year, how many other people out there immediately thought of the Christmas light situation? When you get them up and there's that one light on, you got to figure out which light is up.
Exactly.
Travis, it's certainly with something like that you do, I think a lot of us immediately think of a bigger event or a bigger band or something like that, but you guys can do smaller events too, is that correct?
Yeah, we've done stuff in theaters, the Pabst Theater, the theater up in Wausau.
Nice.
We've worked events like comedians, fashion shows, MMA, mixed martial arts events.
Nice.
But primarily we're doing concerts. So.
Yeah. If I have an event when it's not maybe a concert, but it's something that I think, oh, you guys would be a perfect fit for it, it can't hurt to reach out, right? Just reach out and see if it is a good fit to it.
Yeah,
working together.
Exactly. We have done some things like wedding uplighting type things, but not something that's in our normal wheelhouse, but it's things that we can do.
You mentioned there's an event coming up that we wanted to celebrate and talk about. What's that?
Yeah. So January 20th, my partner, Patrick Gear at High Gear Promotions. We teamed up along with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and we're doing an event January 20th out at the Outpost Ranch.
Oh, nice.
So we came up with this idea of kind of a Nashville-style listening session. So we're going to bring in two very talented artists, put them on stage together, and they're going to tell some stories, stories behind the song, stories about being on the road.
That's some of my favorite stuff, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Just going to be a real intimate affair. We're capping tickets at about 200. And so it's going to be a really interesting thing for the area.
Yeah, very interesting. If it was a concert, it would be great. That'd be very cool. We love concerts. Where you know better, you know, just as well as the rest of us here, how much we love concerts. You're busy setting them up. But something like that, where it's such a unique idea, and it's something that we've seen the popularity of, whether it's on the country music channels or, you know, MTV's Unplugged, any of these kind of things, those more chances to hear from your artist, to get like a personal connection, that's worth that money. That is a nice deal right there. And it's raised for a good cause as well.
The partnering with the Chamber of Commerce, they're getting some proceeds for them to benefit all the things that they do.
They put back into the community, and that's great.
And we also have partnered with a couple of local businesses that kind of believe in what we're doing. The Junkyard Bar and Grill, Rapids Ford, Tim Myers at Edward Jones down in the town of Rome. There's a lot of people in the community that kind of are behind this. So,
When we get closer to the date, we might have to bring you back. Might have to bring you or somebody back to talk about the event. We'd love to highlight it more.
Yeah, well, actually, Patrick from High Gear Promotions is scheduled to be on in early January.
Oh, perfect.
Like that?
Can people buy tickets now or not yet?
Yes, tickets are going. We have this show is probably about 2/3 sold out. So you may not want to wait too long.
Yeah.
I can give you a quick idea how to get tickets. We have a website, www.spotlightseries.live. Or if you're on Facebook, if you just search Spotlight Series, it pops up pretty easily.
Okay. And the artists that you're featuring for this?
Yeah. Well, this is the good part. Derek Jones is a good friend of mine and a Navy veteran. Has toured the world for many years. He's open for many, many national acts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great.
Our other artist is Chris Cruzy.
Hey,
is a Wisconsin native who was runner-up on The Voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These two have collaborated a little bit. They've actually wrote a couple of songs that have never been performed, and there's a reasonable chance they might do them that night.
Oh, that Very is cool. awesome. Yeah. Hey, we saved some really good stuff for the wrap end of the interview here. Nicely done, sir.
Thank you.
That is going to be great. Yeah, we'll definitely be talking about that and hyping that one up. And it's going to be a really fun event. Nice nice job to bring something like that to our community. They're really going to enjoy it. And those guys love coming back here and love performing around here. So that is going to be fun, too. Travis, as we're letting you go, if people have follow-up questions, they want to know more about the business or how to use your, you know, work with you guys or anything, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, a real easy way to get a hold of me is to message me on Facebook, Hellfire Lighting. I'm the only thing that pops up. And, yeah, we'd be able to help you with any questions, lighting, events. We have a lot of connections in the music world, so...
Got a phone number here, too, 715-570-3842. That's 570-3842.
That's correct.
Really appreciate the time, Travis. Thanks a lot for working with us this morning, coming back. We appreciate you doing that and what you're doing in the community. Keep up the great work. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back to The Morning Show here on WFHR, locally grown radio, 9:51 on the clock. Terry and James here with you. Hope you're having a great morning out there, everybody. We've had a lot of fun today.
We have had a busy morning.
Very busy morning. Somehow we have crammed 20 hours of entertainment into these 3 hours.
I know, we're just like that.
Along with a couple of interviews and a bunch of TikTok stories.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're very welcome, everybody. And we continue with the TikTok stories. So I don't know if this is a good or a bad story, or a good story or that ain't right story out there. You guys can go ahead and answer that one yourselves. But we do have a list of the worst TikTok food trends of 2022.
If they say butterboard, I'm going to be mad.
Yeah, I would be mad at that, too. I'm becoming a bigger and bigger fan, especially after talking to Taylor about this whole butterboard idea.
I'm
I want
in.
To try this. So remember when you were a kid and you'd make weird, crazy like foods, like sandwiches? Or I had a buddy, Craig. He loved to take peanut butter and jelly and mix it in the bowl, and he'd eat that.
Oh.
It was always the weirdest thing to me. Like, I don't understand. Like,
yeah.
I didn't get that one. But the like kids do these kind of things.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
we mash
sure.
up foods. We do different stuff. I think what I remember my now in our house, my mom used to do this all the time, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But I remember at lunch in grade school, a kid getting the idea of putting his Lay potato chips in his peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and this was like revolutionary and stuff, and nobody had thought of this before. Like obviously,
you know,
plenty of people
I think I
could
put him like on a ham sandwich, like on a meat sandwich, but I don't think I could put him in PB&J.
No. Just as a side note, everybody, I always like to, because I don't get to do much of this, Terry, the roundabout in front of us here, it does look like there was I don't want to say an accident, but something going on over there. So there is a slow
traffic. I think
it
is a traffic stop, yeah.
So I do want to slow that down over there.
And now James has pulled a muscle in his neck from trying to strain, looking
really
out the window.
I'm really trying to figure it out, though. You could tell I've always wanted to be a like one of those reporters, that just on the field reporters. This is James J. Mailoff. I'm on the call, right? What's going on over there?
And then 23 and a half hours of the day, you do absolutely nothing. And then you get all of a sudden, it's like, oh, there's some action over there.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So continuing with the conversation, a website asked experts, quote unquote experts, what the worst TikTok food trends of 2022 were. And they came up with three. First one, healthy Coke. It's a combination of balsamic vinegar and carbonated water. You would be better off just getting cola-flavored sparkling water.
Yeah, ew.
Yeah, I'm never trying that. It's also not nearly as good for you as they claimed that it was. Grated egg avocado toast. Grated egg avocado toast. It is what it sounds like. Grated hard-boiled eggs over avocado toast.
I'd be more inclined to just slice the hard-boiled egg.
Another one of these things, too, where it sounds really healthy, but it's not as healthy for you as
you
might think.
Why would you grate an egg?
Yeah, I don't... Who's doing this?
And wouldn't it just kind of mash up?
What did that egg do to you? It seems so mean.
Weird.
And weird, yes. And the final one on here, and this one is so bad that the FDA is even warning people not to try it.
Oh, they're not the sleepy Tide
chicken
pods thing.
But it's almost as bad, sleepy chicken. It's using NyQuil as a chicken marinade. What, people? Like,
that is just...
I know how raw...
That's not right.
I cannot tell you how much I value and appreciate human life. And I love human beings. I love people. I want everybody around as long as humanly possible. But it does remind me of an old George Carlin joke. It does. Do we have too many laws keeping too many stupid people alive? I'm sorry, but we need to thin the herd sometimes. And no, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. And I've been fired. Okay. Well, that made sense. I should have saw that coming.
Oh, they're not going to fire you now. They're going to make you finish. You've got 5 minutes left.
I got to finish the show at least. I got to at least do that much. Yeah. So that one, I don't know. They also said that the most controversial trend was butter boards.
What?
That was the most controversial thing, which are basically just boards with curated butter on them and everything. But some people think that that's lazier than cheese boards. So they're phoning it in or
lazy?
Whatever. That's not.
Really?
No.
These are the people that eat margarine.
Well, and butter's not exactly easy to spread all the time or anything. I think that's actually a really cool idea. I think that's great. I like that one. And get to some good stories of the day here. We always like to wrap up on a reporter interviewed. A reporter interviewed a guy near Portland, Oregon, who shovels his neighbor's sidewalks every time it snows. He likes to make sure people can walk around safely, but he also thinks it's fun and a good way to stay in shape.
Nice.
If you shovel correctly, it can be.
Absolutely.
I've been shoveling since I was 7 years old, and I know better, and I even mess up sometimes and do too much with my back and not enough with my legs. But the workout that you get from it can be during the winter, I usually work out 3 to 4 times a week. During the winter, it's probably like 2 to 3 times because all the shoveling, I get a lot of my workout in. It's a lot of the same basic motions I'm doing in my workouts.
But you're right. You do have to be careful with that because we do hear that every year where, you know, there's some sort of major health issue or a fatality or something, you know what I mean, because of trying to move that heavy snow. So be careful.
Yeah, the snow, take your time. The snow, it'll get done. Be safe, be smart about it. And if you need to be adjusted, I would like to recommend our good friends over at Stober Healthcare.
There you go. And if you also don't have the ability to do it anymore, maybe you do have a good friend neighbor like this story.
Yes.
You know, somebody who's maybe whatever, a little younger, a little fitter, a little trimmer, whatever, that might be able to, or has a snowblower. that might be able to help you.
Encourage all the above. Young people or people with snowblowers, please look out for your neighbors, especially winters like we're looking at here, where they're saying we're going to have some pretty heavy snow this year, so keep that in mind. A liquor store worker in Minneapolis saw a homeless guy pull 2 boxes out of a trash can last week and put them on his feet.
I love this story. I saw this story.
I watched it twice.
I love it. She gave him her shoes.
So she asked what size he was and gave him the shoes off her feet. Now that it would be great and that would be a wonderful story if you stopped right there. But they were her favorite shoes in the world. And these are not just any shoes. These are retro Air Jordans.
I was going to say they were Jordans, weren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, retro Air Jordans. Like, it is hard to find those shoes. And, I mean, people go lose their minds to get these kind of shoes and everything. That she did this, like, if they were a pair of just basic anyday shoes that were $3, it still means something. But we're talking like sometimes $400 shoes, and they're her favorite. And she just didn't even think, she did not like blink an eye at this. She saw what was happening. She knew she had a pair of shoes, had other shoes at home, and did this.
Well, and I love there was like a quote in one of the stories I saw from her boss, like, because he got there then and was like, watch whatever, they, you know, watch the video and stuff. And it's like, yeah, she didn't even hesitate. But then he's looking at her like, why are you walking around in socks?
Yeah,
you know?
So then
he did go and buy her a pair of shoes. You know, just quick, whatever, next door or whatever, got her a pair of shoes so she'd have something to wear for the rest of the shift. But I thought that was a great story.
Which just,
love that.
That creates another good story out of another good story. It's like that. It just Really cool. Very cool story right there. And, of course, another cool story going on every day with our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Just a big thank you to them for everything they have done all year long. We've had such a good time. Terry, this is the last time you're going to be joining us, other than maybe Morning Magazine. So I just wanted to embarrass you. I mean, compliment you and thank you for you, everything the United Way does for our communities. We appreciate you so very much. Encourage you guys out there, if you can, if you haven't already donated especially, but if you can, if you're able to add to the campaign, we greatly appreciate it. You are investing in your community. The United Way, we have talked about endlessly, and we'll continue to talk about endlessly, all the great things that you guys do in our county here and in the Adams County area. Want to help you guys keep doing this work. So if you can, please contribute to the United Way's campaign before the end of the campaign wraps up. And of course, not everybody has dollars and cents. We know that. You can volunteer. Usually most people got an hour or two to kill. We encourage you to reach out to the United Way and find out ways you can do that. You can always call 211 or visit their website, uwswac.org, and encourage you to follow the United Way on social media. Appreciate you guys, and enjoy your time, Terry. We'll talk probably in between now and then, you and I, of course, but I want to wish you and yours a very happy holidays. Enjoy.
Thanks, you too.
We'll talk some more coming up in Morning Magazine right around the corner here on, well, I like the way Melissa does it. We're going to have Mel do it here at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.